Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're bringing a different kind of energy this time. What's up, bitches? In the intro.
Hello and welcome to Test Pilot Podcast, the podcast where you may as well watch the whole show instead.
Fucking well said, Mark.
I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined by my co-host, Cassie and Kale.
How's it going?
Blah, blah, blah. I'm feeling yorked today.
You really are.
Blood God. Blah, blah, blah.
Blood. Blood pumping through my muscles.
We're all feeling yorked today.
Yeah, creatine. I did that.
I love creatine,
though. Yeah, bro. And I'm starting a run of steroids as well. So.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, a little.
Right in the butt.
In the butt. That's right.
Right in the butt.
Yeah, Mel helps me.
It's been a little bit since we last sat in this room together.
Yeah, always a shame, always a bummer. Yeah.
It's too long.
We have to pause recording to, assess our lives. And,
it's always one person's fault, but we're not going to.
I'm sorry, I have a job.
I am too. Actually, yeah. I am too. Yeah. Because here's the thing.
I am sorry.
Funny
I'm
what
serious.
We call a job these days.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, if I was to go to another country, mm-hmm. okay, and I'm to like, I before I go there, I study and I learn how to help blind kids.
Sure.
And then
sure.
I travel to this other country and I fix 100, 200, 250 blind kids.
In a month.
In like a month. I'm just smashing through the kids. Just one kid, two kid, three kid, blind.
Wait, are you making them blind?
Hallelujah. You can see. You can see. Yeah. You can see.
No, he just said blind. Like he's making them blind. I don't think these kids were blind to begin with.
So I'm helping blind kids.
It's like, is he?
I said it from the start. I'm helping two blind kids.
Yeah.
What don't you get?
Sorry. I thought you were going another way with that, but knowing you, I should have guessed.
No, I'm going to this other country. I've got a line of kids, 250, 350 kids. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, come here, kids. I have something very special to teach you.
It's pretty impressive. Literally, he just walked around a town with a sign, just a small sign that said, bring out your kids tomorrow.
Yeah,
300, 350, all showed up.
Yeah. And so I'm just going, through blind. I've got a row of blind kids okay?
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
And now, would you call that a job?
Are you saying what I do is equivalent to blinding a small town of children?
I think that's sort of a clever play where you're turning a blind eye to some of the shit they get up to.
Yeah. And I think you're turning a bit of a blind eye to your responsibilities on this podcast sometimes, actually.
By showing up to my job.
By showing up to your job. A job. That's an interesting thing. So is it a job if I go to in the Himalayan Alps, okay? I get
and
a
blind
plane.
Children.
No, I'm not blinding kids here.
That was somewhere else.
That was
Puerto Rico.
I'm sorry.
I get to the Himalayan Alps, okay? I'm searching for that rock salt that you can buy in the stores, which I'm like
the pink one.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not all from the how much salt?
Why am I going to buy this rock salt in a store when I can go to the rocks?
Yeah, so I've gone straight to the source because you know I'm a source boy.
You've got a tiny pickaxe.
I got a tiny pickaxe. I'm walking around the town. I'm knocking down doors with my tiny pickaxe. I'm going up to people and being like, "Where are you hiding the salt?
Where is the salt?" He's and they don't know what he's saying. Yeah, they don't speak English.
Oh, I have not learned the language. Okay, if anything, they should be learning my language. Actually,
no, you've always been really into that. Yeah,
actually, it's like how we call countries like Japan. And we're just like, we go to Japan and we're like, hey, this is Japan. And they're like, well, that's not what we call it. And we're like, bro, shut up, okay? Yeah. We call this Japan.
This is Japan.
Wait, so you're trying to put the equivalent of you going to a country in order to steal their precious salt, the equivalent of what I do for a living.
Yeah. Let me finish. So I'm trying to-
Well, he's just asking you if it's a job.
I'm actually fucking confused here because I have spent- a lot of my own money to get this salt and I haven't made a cent back.
You didn't make a cent. I don't even think you found salt.
No, is it a job?
And the thing is he had to fly
it's
back.
Not a job.
Why am I doing this stuff?
He had to fly back early to record.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that shit on Zoom.
Yeah, look, it's not a job.
Okay.
Either it's blinding children, that's a crime.
Okay, so I guess we agree to disagree. One of us doesn't know what a job is and we'll never know which one it is.
Yeah.
I think my job is harder than both of your jobs combined. Boom, I said it.
You know what I think the hardest job of all?
What?
Being a mother.
Yeah, that's true.
I am a mother.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like being a mother is like being a son.
Right.
But no, it's like the, but it's like opposite to that, and that's why it's so hard.
Yes.
You know
it's
what like, I mean?
So being a son to a mother
is the hardest job.
Is the hardest job at all.
So if you are
because if your mother is lifting so much as the son, you lift too.
And being a mother's father is the hardest job in the world.
Oh my God.
That is the hardest job you can have.
That's right.
Because if you are a father,
yeah,
and you've had to you've got a daughter who's a mother.
Oh, what the fuck?
That is the hardest job.
Because then
in
that
the world.
Mother's gonna have kids.
And then it's just a stream of kids.
And then the granddaughter. So now you're a grandfather.
Wait, riddle me this. If I take care of teenagers and some of those teenagers have babies, do I not have the hardest job then?
Let me throw this back at you.
Yeah, but you're not a father.
I think being a niece is one of the hardest jobs in the world.
Right.
Personally.
I'm a niece, but I have no relationship with either of my aunties.
I had a second cousin who died on the job. Now, that's a hard job.
That must have been a really hard
that's
job.
A tough
they literally
job.
Died
yeah,
doing
my
it.
Second cousin absolutely died from that. Yeah, on the job.
That must have been such a hard job.
I got something for you guys.
What's that?
A couple of candies. I got a couple of candies for you guys.
I can't believe this.
Oh, my God.
These are my childhood favorite candies.
I would love to have
and
one.
So this is a Kablooey.
Oh, okay. My God.
Throw I'm it just going to ASMR this for everyone. It comes in a little package. I'm going to open it up.
Are you guys actually eating it right now? Oh.
Well, are we supposed to?
Sure. I did not anticipate this. So
it's a blue sphere.
So let me tell you something.
Sphere.
Yeah, it's a blue sphere. It's a hard candy, but it's not super hard.
It's pretty hard.
You could bite through it, but there is gum in the center. Okay.
So what you're saying is you've given us the worst things possible to do on a podcast for listeners.
Now, I did not expect you both to unwrap these suckers and eat them immediately.
You didn't hand them to us while we're recording.
That's true. A sucker. Well, I'm going
to
suck it.
What was I supposed to hand it to you when we're not recording?
Well,
I don't do anything unless it's for content.
True. We all just sit here in silence until we stop.
Do you reckon anyone at home has ever been listening to Test Pilot
and been like, is this the Gobstopper episode? Gone,
this is pretty good. They're going wrong. Mm. That's a pretty good show. But you know what would make it better?
Right.
Is if they had quite hard candy in their mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were trying to talk. And they were trying.
Would
you like me to talk candy while you guys sort out your problems right now?
Yeah. I just want to say it's very yummy.
I'd like a monologue if possible.
So when I was, So when I was a lad growing up in Manly, a lot has changed since I was a kid. But what they used to have down in Manly at the wharf was underneath, they had a arcade. And in that arcade, it was just
you
a classic.
You say this is gum? Because this is falling to shit in my mouth.
It's falling to shit in my mouth.
I don't think this is gum, brother.
I mean, it's gum.
Should we swallow it, though?
You can swallow it if you want to. But
I think we have to swallow it. It's barely gum.
There's nothing in my mouth, really.
Yeah, you just have to keep chewing it, and then the gum actually is formed in your mouth as you chew.
I don't know. It's mostly down my throat.
Well, I gosh, I even feel the same way.
You guys are swallowing gum.
Yeah,
it's all gone.
You guys are swallowing gum live on the podcast.
It's all gone.
It's going down my throat, dude.
But the best thing about it is...
Did you guys like it?
We will. Yeah, yeah. It was very tasty. And we will get to the end of the Manly story.
There's no gum in this.
There's no gum in it.
There's 100% gum.
But
read the packet.
But the best thing about the rest of the episode is I'll be slowly picking things out of my teeth for the rest of the episode.
And,
I need some water to wash down my gum.
Also, stick out your tongues. Now that's cool.
Are we blue tongue lizards?
Yeah.
It does say gum base.
I just swallowed my gum like a pill.
Just read the front. It says mouth-changing candy and gum.
Yeah, no, are these, did you buy them when you were 11?
I don't know how old they are. So, well, yeah.
I can tell you, Kale. They're quite old. They're quite old. The gum has become powder.
Did you see the use-by date?
Let's have a look at that little use-by date. I don't think they put use-by date on individual candies nowadays.
Also, I don't think those expire.
Nothing natural in them,
There's
baby.
Nothing natural in them, yeah. No, I just used to go and I'd play the Simpsons arcade game and the Ninja Turtles arcade game until I had no money left. Then I'd quickly play a quick round of that Crocodiles, the ow, now I'm angry.
I played that the other day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't really, where? Because I haven't seen one in an arcade in a long time.
Archie Brothers Arcade.
Dope.
Yeah.
Ow.
And then they were clowns, but it was the same game.
Right. And I'd crush that game because obviously I'd use two hands. They'd always have like a hammer thing, but I'd just use two hands.
Don't need the hammer.
Oh,
you don't need
shit,
the hammer.
Why didn't I do that?
And then I'd get enough tickets.
Because I kept hitting myself with the hammer accidentally.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, so I should have used hands.
Are you okay?
Like it was scary. I had so much fun at that arcade.
Because clowns are scarier than crocodiles, for sure.
Not true.
No, like for
in
sure
general,
they are.
In general, if you're in a room with a clown or a crocodile, you're going to be way scared. If you're
no, I wouldn't be in the room with
about
a crocodile.
What about a crocodile clown?
What do you mean?
Fuck
sorry,
that.
Sorry, we'll go back
fuck
because
that.
Because this is a hypothetical situation. You can't just say that you wouldn't be in the room with the thing. That's literally not an option. I gave you two options. You can't just go, no, I'm not in one of them. Yeah. And the thing is,
I'm not in the room.
The thing is, you only said, no, I wouldn't be in a room with a crocodile.
No, Mark, what she's done.
So you've accepted the fact that, yeah, I'm probably going to be in a room with this clown, but you put the crocodile in there, I'm not going to be there.
No, Mark, what she's done actually is that she's actually told you her defense, which is that she just closes her eyes and she says, I'm not in the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not going to work against a crocodile.
You can't see me, I can't see you.
Oh, that's a dream for a crocodile. They'll eat your head right off.
Like, look at this creature just not defending itself at all.
Actually, yeah. I did something at the Archie Brothers Arcade that I said I'd never do.
What's that?
On this podcast.
I said you couldn't- had sex with a worker at an arcade?
Yeah. I've never said I wouldn't
tell
do that.
Tell the truth.
I said on this podcast that there's something that I would do.
Was it VR?
Yeah.
You said you'd never do VR.
Yeah. Not even if someone
that.
Paid her.
We were so outraged. I was like, I'm what are you so fucking angry. Talking about?
Did you get paid to specifically do the VR?
No, I was being paid.
That's ridiculous.
But it did make me queasy and I stand by thinking that it would make me queasy.
Yeah, sure. But you know what? I think you will love VR one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you will live
when
in
we
that
force
shit.
You into the VR machine. And we strap it to your
Mark
head.
Mark and I are gonna I'm gonna pick him up on the side on the corner of a road that's about 3 blocks from his house. Okay.
Yeah,
we're going incognito on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're not gonna talk for the entire drive.
Cassie, just so you know, you can tell we're going incognito because we're wearing little fedora hats.
Yes.
And we have like trench coats on.
Trench coats on?
Nice.
Underneath
like
the fedora.
Dusters.
Underneath the fedoras, ski masks.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
the mouths cut out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And we hop in, and this is in a few years.
They're called shiesties.
What do you mean?
Kids call them shiesties.
That doesn't mean they're called shiesties.
Okay.
Yeah. If I go by what kids call things, they'll call me the bad blind man. So that doesn't make any sense.
Because if we go by what kids call things, we used to have an interesting word for what we'd call an idiot back in my day. Huh?
We've rolled up, okay? Well, Kale's rolled up.
Oh, yeah, no. So I picked you up. So we're not saying a word in the entire drive. This is in a few years. So you've moved further away now.
Yeah.
But our intent is so perfectly aligned.
We don't even communicate. I'm just on the corner that day. I know to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like we've woken up at the same time, you know, the alarm but it wasn't an alarm.
No.
It was sort of like a calling.
Instinct.
Yeah.
Something was calling and we've jumped in.
Very natural, very primitive.
And in the back seat is a box of just the latest VR gear.
Yeah, yeah. We've got the best shit.
I don't love this story.
It's the top shit.
It's kind of shit that you have to pay extra for.
And
you also have to like get it from a weird man.
Yeah.
Like this weird man
I don't
sells
want any
the good
part
shit.
In this. Can I say now I don't consent to whatever's about
you absolutely
to happen next?
Don't and you yeah, don't yeah. you don't it, you see the thing is that for this particular event we don't care about consent. So we're coming.
It's a non-consent event.
It's a non-consent event.
Non-consent event.
So we're driving. Not a word is being said. And the funny thing is that the pod is going really well.
At this point, we've got our names on the Hollywood Hills.
We're making numbers.
You know how it says Hollywood? Yeah. Just below it says Kale and Mark.
Anyway, we beat you up and then put VR on your head and you fucking, you actually halfway through it start going, this is the best.
I wouldn't though, because I'd be puking.
No, the VR's improved.
No, it's always going to make me dizzy.
No, it's improved VR.
That's like saying that like motion has improved.
Yeah, but that's how about like, it's improved VR. How about that?
Yeah.
Your argument is just as good as mine.
No.
You're saying, I'll always be sick from VR. And I'm saying, you won't because they make it better.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
There's no way to make it better because like it's like saying that motion will stop making
it. Oh my God. I'm saying they make it better.
No,
what I'm going to do. Syndication season, baby.
What?
It's a weird season because I will say that this season we're up to episode like 5 or 6 now and it's felt like probably the longest season we've ever done.
Yeah, it's full on.
Am I wrong?
And people might be confused. No matter what is not part of the syndication arc. So if you're including every episode you ever hear come out of this platform as being part of this syndicate,
Neither does
Cassie's 2 hours.
No, dude. They're what we call in the biz... bonus episodes.
Oh.
But we are in the syndication season now. And at home, I know what you're thinking. What is a syndication season?
Mm.
That's 100 episodes to be released. The person who has the highest rated episode of the 100 wins a motherfucking car.
Huge.
The person who gets the lowest rated episode wins a motherfucking boat.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Fuck. Yeah. That changed.
Oh, we've gone aquatic.
Is that just a car that you put in the water?
The person who has the exact middle episodes... they win a motherfucking quad bike.
Oh.
Yeah.
They get the quad?
They get the quad, baby. They get the quad. Now, a couple of terms and conditions. Terms of condition number one, if for any reason 100 episodes does not come out in this season, you do not
win
anything.
Which, like, obviously, there's no way that we're ever going to stop. We're making 100 episodes. But if, we got to 99 and then didn't make the 100th.
Yeah. Or if we got to 99 and decide new season now.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen.
That could happen.
Yeah. Who knows? Like, 99 episodes from now is, like, who even knows? Like, we might have talking cars by then. You know what I mean?
Oh, what the fuck? No.
Yeah.
I hope not.
You've really upset Kale.
You know what? We do have talking cars.
We do.
Straight up do.
What do you mean?
Why is no one talking about this?
Yeah, but like, you're really upsetting Kale.
I don't have a talking car.
No.
So what I have is the same.
Yeah.
As everyone.
Yeah. No, no one has anything that you don't have.
Because
Mark, can you stop it?
Do cars have personalities? Like, can you have a personality on a car?
I'm trying to get him to stop.
Like, there's got to be someone out there, because cars are getting pretty advanced now. There's got to be someone out there whose car has a memory.
I'm so sorry.
You know what I mean?
I'm so sorry.
Is it not blowing your mind right now?
Can cars dream?
That's a good question.
Kale, if you ask questions, you're just going to upset yourself.
Can cars dream, Cass?
You're going to upset yourself. Don't even think about it.
Should we jump into some fast facts? The show we're doing today is Stars on Mars. It aired from 2023 to, obviously, still going. It's got one season with 12 episodes.
Remember McLovin?
Six of them are currently out now. Overall on IMDb, the show has a 5.2, and the pilot episode, The Experiment Begins, has a 6.0.
Seven episodes are out currently right now.
Let me just say...
Well, listen here, Cassie.
Stars.
Listen, here. Let me.
Mars.
Very good. Very good.
Let me just say one thing. Because I'm a bit annoyed here. Because when I was looking through at the IMDb, I thought someone's going to say that seven episodes are out now. But I couldn't be sure.
One aired an hour ago.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Woogity, 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 woogity.
I got woogity, woogity'd, and I got to accept that, okay? Yeah. I have to accept that.
Rocket power.
It doesn't feel great, but it's happened every now and then.
That's
it happens
just the gum in your belly.
I have a real gum belly right now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Cassie, are you feeling both the smallest you've ever felt and the biggest you've ever felt
at the
same time?
That's
the
gum. That's how I'm feeling.
That's the gum expanding and then withdrawing. Yeah.
I feel like it's stuck all my organs together in a way that does not feel nice.
Yeah.
You know that scene in Interstellar when they go in the black hole? That started happening as soon as I ate the gum.
I'm
going to be honest.
What's the worst part? Because look, they're swallowing gum that you've actually been chewing and it feels and it looks like gum. What you guys swallowed was the agent of gum.
Yeah.
Right? That if you had have worked out would have eventually become gum.
Yeah.
But instead you've dropped that into your stomach.
It's straight becoming in gum in my tummy.
Where you've mixed it with water and you've mixed it with dins and you've mixed it with yogurts and whatever it is that you do, Cassie.
I do like yogurt.
Mm. And now it's created a sort of like a big old gum bowl.
Yeah. And Cassie, just to check, did you also have cheeseburger smoothie for dinner?
Cheeseburger smoothie.
Yes.
I thought so because honestly, I don't know if it's the cheeseburger smoothie or like the nine hot dogs.
No, it wouldn't
I had
be the cheeseburger
lunch.
Smoothie because oh, I had
also
one
had
of those.
The nine hot dogs.
I had
for lunch.
I went and got the nine hot dogs.
I forgot
special.
That we're on the same eating plan.
Yeah, we're on a very strict diet. Our doctor says our food isn't like interesting enough,
right?
Which I found was like a really interesting. He's an interesting doctor, but he kept saying like he gives us this meal plan, which. Mm. It's absolutely crazy.
Right.
But I've both put on weight and vomited every day.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Which does help with the weight.
Yeah. But it's
if
a
anything,
real-
I'm sustaining at this point.
Mm.
It's a real conversation piece.
Yeah.
Because if you go up to someone and you say like, what did you have for lunch? And they're like, well, I just had a sandwich.
Boring. Nine hot dogs is what I just had.
I've had nine hot dogs.
I just got it from Pork on Roll down the road.
No more, no less.
No more.
He was very specific
less.
About
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I covered a bowling ball.
Yeah.
In toothpaste on one side.
Right. Because that's how you clean afterwards.
Yeah. And peanut butter on the other side.
Peanut butter brittle.
Yeah.
And what you do is that you put your teeth onto the ball and you just rotate
you
that.
Rotate it.
And you grind it off with your teeth.
Yeah. And in the
like
holes,
an ice cream scoop.
I don't know why it's making me feel so queasy.
I'm going to be honest.
That's the meal plan at work because now you're hungry, but you're also about to throw up, which is what maintains the balance of the diet.
Yeah. The worst part was like they were really rude to us.
You guys go.
Dude, they were so rude at the bowling alley. You wouldn't believe it.
No, they were really rude. It hurt my feelings.
Honestly, it's a bit prejudiced, but you guys go to Dr. Kronk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
Yeah,
you've met him.
You've got to get on that meal plan. Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
Half the time you feel awful, and then the other half of the time you're sleeping. So it's pretty fine.
Yeah,
it's pretty fine.
Yeah, sometimes honestly, some of the meals I feel like are designed to knock you out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now he knows what he's doing. Actually,
I think he'd be okay with us swallowing the gum. I'm just gonna put it out there.
Can I tell you one thing?
Everything in moderation. Dr. Kronk said
his wife's a supermodel. Like I'm talking like a legit.
He keeps telling me that. Have you seen her though? I've never seen her.
No, but I trust him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I trust him. Obviously, I trust him. I'm putting whatever he tells me to into my body.
Yeah.
He wouldn't lie to us.
Yeah, he said she was in Victoria's Secret.
Wow.
Yeah. Supermodel show.
Huh. He told me she was a FHM model.
Wow.
Front cover.
Wow.
Twice.
It's while the Dr. Kronk wasn't asked to be on Stars on Mars because he is the biggest celebrity.
Now we're jumping in. We're jumping right into hot show content. This show was brought to us by none other than cast member Cassie. It's the first Cassie show that we've done for at least 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Cassie, that's not true.
Well, it's technically true.
Yeah, it's technicalities, Cassie. You got to read between the lines.
Yeah. Now, Cassie, why are we doing this show today?
Well, look, this brand new show that came out, I thought the concept was hilarious. Sorry, the boys are both holding up three fingers at me and staring me right in the eyes.
Read between the lines.
Well, what they're trying to get me to say is, yes, there is a cast member from Vanderpump Rules on there, so it was a little bit of a sneaky way for me to talk about Vanderpump Rules a little bit.
Backdoor. Backdoor. You backdoored us.
But it was a bit of a shameless backdoor move.
Yeah.
Before we get into it,
you admit to doing the shameless backdoor move. 100%,
I did. Yeah, no.
You admit to doing this one and other shameless backdoor moves.
Yeah, well, Entourage I didn't pick, but I knew I had an in straight away, and that was great.
We're on a bit of a streak, a bit of a Vanderpump Rules streak.
A Vander streak?
I'm going to go through the cast and see if you guys remember why they're famous.
I watched this like an hour ago, so I reckon I'm going to nail it.
And I want to know whether you knew who they were before this. And my third question is, do they think they're actually on Mars?
You know what's really going to help?
What's that?
Is how when it introduced each of them, it told me what they did.
Yeah, yeah. That's just good writing.
Because now
that's how you write a show.
They didn't have name tags, though.
They did have name tags. It was written on their spaces.
It was written on their spaces, but they weren't wearing them at all times. Yeah.
This is one of the best shows because it has name tags. It tells you who they are. And a lot of the people.
Honestly, if it came through our doors, it would have been greenlit.
Oh, this feels like a show that we've made up.
It does. It really does.
It really does, kind of.
Okay, so Christopher Mintz Plasse. Who's that?
McLovin.
You knew that before, obviously.
Actor.
Of course.
So did I.
McLovin got me through some hard times. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go through the filmography. We got McLovin.
Nice.
We've got the bad guy from Super. Super, not Super. Super.
Bad. Kick-Ass.
The bad guy from Kick-Ass.
He's also in that
movie. Role Models.
Yes. Love that movie.
And I do think that's the end.
He did some stuff with Funny or Die.
This is the end.
Yep.
He fell down the hole.
Real trap shit. Yeah. They made up that was him, but that's not him. You know?
Yeah. So we know who that is. I knew who that was.
I would argue.
This is a fun game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, dude, I'm having a blast actually.
Can we have more Cassie segments?
Fuck you both. Yeah,
for sure.
No, Cassie. No, seriously, when you put a little bitty tiny bit of effort into an episode, so much fucking fun.
I'm actually trying.
You guys are mocking me and
I
know.
There's no mocking.
To Kill a Mockingbird? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Do we think he thinks he's really in Mars?
No, he seemed very good. He seemed like he signed up to the show. He forgot about signing up to the show.
Yes.
And he was forced to be there.
And then when he realized the caliber of like shitheads that he was then around, he was like, fuck, I don't want to be here anymore.
Get rid of me first.
I want to go back and smoke weed and hang out with
my friends. You know what I actually think might have happened?
But he's also very weak.
Yeah.
Low fortitude.
I think he signed up to the show thinking that he would be one of the smallest stars on the show.
And he was the best.
And I think he showed up and he looked around and he was like, oh, fuck, no, I'm actually too famous to be doing this.
Yeah.
I tell you, for sure.
In terms of like television.
I think if we're talking.
Ronda Rousey fucking Trump's
I think if
him,
we're
though.
Talking tiers, I think he's in the top tier of celebrity on this show.
And are you talking about eyes laid upon him throughout his entire lifetime?
I'm just saying celebrity. Like celebrity. Who's the most famous people
if
there.
You're seeing a photo of him,
did you say top
tier? One of the more famous people.
I'd say top three.
I reckon if you see a photo of him, you know exactly, everyone will know exactly who he was. I reckon if you say the name,
Yeah. True.
Oh, but if you said McLovin.
Yeah.
100%.
I feel like his name could be said in a crowd and no one would really react. But if they were like, holy shit, it's McLovin, they'd be like, no way.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Tallulah Willis.
Okay, well, I know who this is. Do you want to answer?
I didn't know who she was when I saw her.
Me neither.
But then they told me who she was.
And Bruce Willis's daughter.
It sucks when your parents are credits for why you exist.
Yeah.
But this because obviously everyone has parents.
Yeah.
But for her, it's like, she's here.
Can I say one thing?
Both her parents are mega famous.
Can I just say one thing? And I'm just going to leave it at this. I think being a parent is the hardest job in the world.
Right, yes.
Mark, that's so brave.
Yeah. And one more thing. There's only one job that's harder than being a parent.
Yeah.
And that's being a daughter to a parent.
Right.
Oh,
and I think that's
a
hard. And that's why Tallulah's there, because she has the hardest job in the world.
It is hard. It is hard. Family dynamics are hard.
Now, it did say in her little byline, it said entrepreneur.
Yes.
Is she doing shit?
I don't know.
She's lying.
This is the only, like,
she had a jewelry line when she was 12.
Hell yeah, she did.
This is the only celebrity reality TV show where I've known every single person on site.
Now, can we do a thing? Can I add, I know that you've made this game and I just want to add a little bit to the game.
Yeah.
So we've put Mince Plus, we've put him in the top tier. We're going to go top tier, middle tier, and lower tier.
Okay, just three tiers?
Just three tiers. Keep it simple.
We've got to put Tallulah in the lowest.
She's going in lower tier for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say dirt tier.
Yeah.
But that's a fourth tier that doesn't exist.
Yeah. So. Well, we can add tiers as the game goes along, obviously.
Okay. Right.
But I was impressed that I knew everyone because the sports people is usually where I get tripped up.
You knew the sports people?
I knew all the sports people.
I knew one of them from a different show.
Yeah. And we will get to that. Who's the next person?
Richard Sherman. Who's that?
Richard Sherman.
Oh, that's the I didn't know him before, but it's the finger skater, right?
Finger skater? No, Richard Sherman, he's one of the footballers.
He's the quarterback for the Seahawks.
He's a quarterback for the Seahawks?
Cornerback. Yeah.
Rough.
He was the quarterback?
Cornerback.
Oh, cornerback.
I don't know that's a position.
Now, I've only seen it is.
Cassie, I don't know that's a position.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Dancing with the Stars.
I've only seen one football game ever, and the two football players in this play event.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is, but I'm putting him a middle tier celebrity. He's won a Super Bowl ring.
I'd say middle.
Yeah.
But I'm comfortable putting him middle tier.
Yeah, mid.
And let me, viewers at home, just let me preface this by saying we are not rating them as celebrities in the celebrity landscape. We're rating them as celebrities in regards to the other celebrities on this show.
Right. Yes.
Oh, then they'd all be bottom tier. Natasha Leggero.
Love her. Top tier.
Love her so much too. Top tier for me as well.
But but still, in comparison to everyone there, I think it's fair to put her in mid.
I'm good. I knew who she was before. She's a comedian. I'm putting her middle tier.
Yeah. She has been on a fuckload of very famous people's roasts.
Yeah.
So she has had a lot of eyes laid upon her, but she's definitely like, no one remembers her bit.
She's another one though, that I think if you saw a photo of her as opposed to her name, you'd be like,
I don't want to argue, but if you saw a photo of her and you saw a photo of McLovin, you'd be like, that's McLovin. And you'd be like, that's that person I might've seen in a show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's middle tier.
Is she in things? That's the kind of question that she gets.
Yeah.
Tom Schwartz.
Now, I'm not even going to answer this question because I know Schwartz, like I know the back of my hand at this point. So
you're a big Schwartz guy.
Big Schwartz guy. Vanderpump Rules. Whoop, whoop.
Oh yeah, the no-no content.
The no-no. And
the
I'm coming straight in with a bottom tier baby.
Yeah, bottom tier. Oh, I had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
I would say
until Mel told me.
Yeah. He wouldn't have been cast on the show if it wasn't for Scandoval.
Yeah. And let me just point one thing out. He's the only person out of pretty much all of them where they showed a clip of him explaining to someone else who he was.
Yeah.
To McLovin. And to tell you the truth, that made me like him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, it's just, we're actually like a spin-off of fucking
Housewives.
And we're just a bunch of young people that fucked each other.
Yeah.
And then McLovin's like,
he's like, yeah, I think I've heard of that.
But he was also like, I don't think we do that on this show though. And I was like, oh, McLovin, you're funny.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
MMA,
easily
fighter, WWE, superstar.
She alongside Conor McGregor made the sport what it is today.
And I'm putting her top tier celebrity of this show.
Yeah, I agree with that
I'd say
too.
Top three.
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
Who?
I mean,
wasn't that the guy that went on the moon?
Yeah.
We'll get into that bullshit.
We all know Lance. He popularized wearing
steroids,
rubber bands on your
rubber
wrists.
Bands on the wrist. Yep.
He won some Tour de France's.
With the writing engraved in that was him.
Livestrong.
Wow.
Yeah, he brought that, he also, that was a worldwide craze. And for that alone, we're putting
I
him
used
top
those
tier.
To conceal my emo-ness in high school.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, baby.
He has one ball.
He has one
He's
ball.
He's known for doping. But he dated Alanis Morissette, is that right?
But he fucking knows how to use that ball.
Dude,
and also he can hang.
Yeah. Dude, he can hang ball.
He can, no, but, well, I was meaning just he can just hang in general. Yeah, in the episode, he's razzing people and he's holds his own. He's a cool
becomes
guy.
Very not liked by the group.
Top tier celebrity.
Yeah, I agree. Top tier. Top tier.
Yeah. I mean, international.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch.
I just know him from that
Murder on Deathville or whatever.
Murder in Deathville,
what's
yeah.
What's
that? What's his name?
It's Will Arnett. The host,
Will Arnett.
What is this?
It's a show on Netflix. They have a crime show, essentially, that's all set up. Everyone's an actor except for the celebrity that comes in. And Will Arnett's sort of like the host. I think Will Arnett doesn't exactly know everything that's going to happen, but he pretty much is like the guide through it.
And Marshawn's on that.
He's on that. And he was fucking hilarious.
Funny. He's a funny man.
And he even has a cameo in like the Christmas special that they did where he just comes in with a chainsaw. Hilarious.
When I saw him play, he threw Skittles everywhere.
On what?
When I saw him play in football.
Oh, is that a thing?
He's just throwing mad Skittles.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm about this guy.
Now, I'm not sure what tier he sits in. I do know that there's not a show he won't be on. He's one of those people that will like kind of show up in everything. Like, I feel like I've seen him in your like Brooklyn Nine-Nines and shit like that.
Right.
Like, he really will do anything.
For me, not knowing football players and knowing who he is, that's why I would put him top tier.
I think he might be a top tier where the other guy's
a
middle
tier.
Yeah.
But
there might be someone listening that are like, you guys are crazy. That other guy's like the biggest football player in the world.
I don't think so. I think he got the call because Marshawn's like, well, I get to bring a friend then.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I'll do it if my homie can come along.
Yeah, no, truly. Adam Rippon.
No idea.
He's the finger skater.
He's the finger skater.
Okay.
He's the only figure skater I know.
Who did I say was the finger skater?
The other
Richard
footballer.
Sherman.
Who was that?
The footballer.
The footballer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'd never heard of this guy before.
He's like pretty big in gay culture.
I mean, okay.
He's on. He's been a judge on Drag Race before.
Yeah, but like so is half of Hollywood.
I know, but that's how I know.
Me and Kale were judges once.
You had to sit in my lap, but then I was like, this isn't fair. So half the time, then I sat in your lap.
And the thing is, the episode went to shit because we kept arguing when we swapped, and so like,
I kept going. No way, that's a dude. The whole time.
Tinashe.
I didn't know who they were, but no then idea. I was watching this with my partner. Gender, don't worry about it.
So fluid.
And they said, that person's quite famous.
Tinashe's quite famous. They also dated...
Is this the R&B singer? See, when it said that and then I saw them on this show, I said, well, then don't seem to be recording at the moment. So.
They had a few fire songs of the summer. They also dated a 76ers player. What's the Australian one? Ben something.
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. They dated Ben Simmons.
Wait, did you say they had a few fire songs of the summer?
Yeah.
Oh, they had fire songs of the summer?
Yeah.
Okay. Just from anyone listening at home, I just want to quickly, we'll just quickly go around the room
right.
And we'll just say our ages quickly.
Okay.
So I'm 32, Cassie.
I'm 32.
32 and Kale?
That's 32 for me as well.
Now, just now that we know that we're all 32 years old.
So you're saying she had some lit fire songs
of the summer?
Yeah, okay. Really?
No tracks were mid AF?
No.
Nothing was mid AF.
On God.
Hold on.
On God.
God did.
Wait, no cap?
No cap.
Dude, no cap? Cap.
For real. Portia Williams.
Ooh, was Portia the housewife?
She's a real housewife of Atlanta and quite a famous one.
Okay.
As far as housewives go.
Oh, we didn't put the figure skater in a tier.
Oh, Tinashe.
Bottom tier. I like that.
I'd say bottom tier. That'd for Adam Rippon.
Well, he's not a top.
That's yeah. Yes, queen.
Yes.
Go off.
Slay the boots down, house.
Yeah.
That's a super aggressive.
Tinashe, let's put her middle tier.
Mid.
Sure. She has some fire hits of the summer.
Right. No cap.
Portia is a Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Come on, Portia.
I go between bottom and mid because she's quite a famous Real Housewife.
Mid tier, baby.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable.
Low tier.
And then Ariel Winter.
Now, Ariel Winter.
Award winning.
She played Alex on Modern Family.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
She was also in the video game The Quarry, if you played that.
Oh, yeah.
I quite wanted to, keep her alive in that game. I made sure she was not... I didn't keep her alive the same way I kept Brenda Song alive. Like, give me a break.
Oh, you got to keep Brenda Song alive.
I'm not letting that baby
She's
die for 1 second.
She's married to Macaulay Culkin.
Stop.
No. She can't be.
No. Yes, she is.
I sent her letters.
I'm sorry. She still married him.
The fucked up part is that she replied and said, I'm single.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer because I did... you know what?
Try breaking into their house.
Yeah.
No chance.
No chance.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that doco?
I saw that doco. It was a great doco about that child.
And yeah, well, no, it was for me. It was great because I needed to know what to do when I was left at home alone.
Yeah,
and that watching him and how he handled himself really taught
me. Shaped a generation.
I hated toy cars. I didn't realize they served two purposes.
Yeah,
Ariel Winter.
Yeah, top tier.
She's probably top tier.
She's top tier.
And I'm not that happy about it. Just to summarize, because we've gone through the whole list now.
You just made me think.
Except there are four intruders that will come in later.
There's four intruders. But just to summarize, just to let you know, we have classed the top tier of celebrity in this. Mm. And we have McLovin from Superbad.
Hell yeah.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong. Ronda Rousey. And Ariel Winter.
It's greenlit.
So... Just throwing it out there. It's not your A-list celebrities on this.
But they never are in these shows. The full cast? Still think it's bigger. Yeah, except for the four intruders.
There's four intruders, which I do know two of them because I did look at the IMDb of this page and they were on it.
Right. Okay, so you'd know, I'm guessing, Andy Richter.
Andy Richter, which is Andy Richter from he's in Arrested Development. He was Conan O'Brien's sidekick for many years.
Or Ariel Winter explains as he's walking through the doors. I'm pretty sure he's Conan O'Brien's personal assistant. I'm like, ouch.
And I know that the
she plays the smart one on the show, right?
Yeah.
And I know that the other one is Paul Pierce, NBA superstar.
That's right.
Who may have shit himself on the court once.
And who are the other two?
Ashley Iaconetti, who was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, all I'm saying is...
And...
he hit the ground, non-contact.
Yeah.
And they brought out a wheelchair.
And there was a bit of brown.
No, and then he got in the wheelchair and they took him off and then he came back later fine. And a lot of people think he shit himself.
Oh, so he was sort of faking an injury.
Yeah.
I've legit shit myself. If I stand up, yeah, I'm going
to... It's going to be bad. You need to get a wheelchair or something like right now because I have shit myself.
Huge. Yeah.
He's really funny.
So that's the conspiracy theory.
That's the conspiracy theory. Right. And maybe on the show, he comes in and he's like, hey guys, it's me, Paul Pierce. You might know me as the guy who did not shit himself.
Absolutely never.
It has not come up yet.
Okay.
And who's the other one? Bachelor and?
And Kat Cora, who's from Iron Chef.
Boo.
Although they need a chef in that
bottom
house.
Tier. It's like Kat Cora, welcome to the bottom tier.
No wonder McLovin wanted to get the fuck
top.
Out of there.
I'd put Andy Richter
and then
as top.
And less last three as bottom.
So here we go.
Paul Pierce is like an NBA all-star.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Like, he won a couple of championships.
He's a little whinger on the show.
So McLovin, just looking for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Just looking for a paycheck, happy to get out of there, whatever. I think he probably got paid like a certain amount of money just for showing up.
Well, the other
and he's
thing
cool
is,
with that.
Depending on when you got voted out, you had to spend the rest of the time in Sydney. So I think he just wanted a trip to Sydney.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic. Good for him.
Get it, brother.
I hope we looked after him. Ronda Rousey, I mean, I guess she just wants to get more eyes on her, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants to deal with some of her like image issue that she has with like the wider public.
Well, the whole plot on the show is Ronda Rousey's nicer than she seems. So
Yeah. Cool.
I'm just going through like the major A-listers.
Yeah.
Is the show still going? Modern Family? Is it still going?
No.
Right.
No.
So desperate for relevance.
I don't think that she's booked anything since Modern Family. So, I've seen her in nothing. Have you?
Right.
I've seen her in a video game.
In a video game. Right. So yeah.
And to be fair, I did want to save her. Not Brenda's song level save, but like it takes a lot to get to that level.
Who am I missing? Who else is in the top tier that I'm missing?
Marshawn Lynch does anything, as you
Marshawn
guys have
Lynch
said.
Does anything, but I think he's just like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, this motherfucker has someone, like you point half him over the year
there.
Off.
It's like, yo, Marshawn, you want to pretend you're in Mars? Fuck yeah, dude. And he just goes, can I bring a friend? Of course you can, Marshawn.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong, redemption.
Right. Huge redemption. Huge redemption. Also has a terrible public image.
Has not gone well for him.
Right.
Because in the show, he decides that he has fixed the trans issue.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing that unfold.
See, so I should watch this show.
I don't know. Like, it's very much a background show.
Well, no, because
for
I'm
me.
Still very much on the fence and I need someone to tell me how to fix my trans issue.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, here.
Is he like, listen, all those little boys that think they're girls,
Why does he sound like Australian?
Just buy him a fucking bike.
He's like, they're not boys.
And make sure it's fucking blue.
Back in my day, I used to ride my bike and I've never wanted to be a woman. Ever. Get a bit of context behind this show. I don't know if we've done a good enough job explaining what this is because honestly,
it's garbage.
No, because honestly, we're not going to spend, I can't imagine we're going to spend too much time going through the plot details of this because not all that much happens. But I guess as a show, this is a high concept idea. And also, I'm going to throw it out there, as a show, as a reality show, it's a bigger budget reality show than I actually anticipated from reading the synopsis of this show.
For sure.
Like, well, I didn't think it would be quite as decked out as it is.
How much?
I had a good laugh.
I don't know the budget. I'm just saying just from viewing the show, like for one thing, the
location and
the location, I guess it's cheap to film out there, but like they're not half-assing it. Like it doesn't look cheap.
Well, the solar winds and stuff like that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I sent Mark the trailer of this a couple of months ago. I was in an airport at the time. And in the trailer, they said, this is the most realistic mass simulation for celebrities that we have ever created. And Mark texted back.
The only one?
It made me cackle in the airport. Mark texted back, it's not even in my top five. Which I really enjoyed.
So swift, Mark.
No, but there was also another moment on this show. I can't remember who said it. It was Ronda Rousey. So when Ronda Rousey's walking towards the big enclosure, she says, I just love stuff like this. I'm like, bitch, what do you mean? do you mean you love stuff like
this? She's been to Disneyland in Japan and Universal Studios. I mean, have you seen their Simpsons Land?
Oh, God.
Some of these places.
And their
Mario World in Japan. Come on. She loves things like this.
She loves things like this. I'd love to do this. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Dude, I'd love it.
Yeah. So basically they're all out there and someone gets eliminated each week due to a lack of supplies.
Every 2 days.
Yeah.
Yes, but I guess he's waiting on the show. But every 2 days. Right. But do you know what you win?
Space. You win a trip to space.
Do you get your dignity back?
No, the opposite actually. You win the title of being the brightest star in the solar system.
Oh, that's a bummer. So they win absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It's just publicity.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Okay. Just to go back to, so a whole bunch of celebrities, they're put in the middle of the outback at all times.
No, Mars.
Yeah, but at all times we are putting up a image, this is Mars, okay? That's a big thing on the show. Like the celebrities aren't walking around being like, whoa, like it took a while to get here. Like, the celebrities are told to pretend it's Mars as well.
Yes. And I believe Ariel Winter might think it's Mars.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
She's
for sure.
Fucking moron, that girl.
They all show up at like a Mars base. They show up in different ways. Some of them were like walking across sand dunes. Some of them come on like little fucking Mars rovers and shit.
It's sick.
It's pretty fun.
It's fun.
When they get in, they're in full like Mars space suits. When they get in, they get like surprised with like a compression chamber and just like a bit of like air goes like on them, catches a couple of them by surprise. McLovin's the first one to arrive. Mm-hmm. He's looking around the place. He's got like a kitchen, one little handy hint to showing that it was made in Australia. Did anyone pick up on it?
No.
Aesop soap.
Oh, like my bathroom.
Aesop soap in the kitchen.
Like, Aesop soap. We're home.
And I'm like, oh, thank God. Now I understand this. I literally thought this was Mars, but now I know it's Australia.
Thank God.
I think I loved about this as well. So you see the place through McLovin. So you see the kitchen, your pretty standard kitchen. There's like a workout room, which they apparently have to use throughout the show.
Andy Richter is not pleased.
So a part of it is they have to exercise because on Mars, the gravity is different. So you have to constantly exercise or you'll like.
And the challenges that they do are quite physically taxing,
oh, really?
Especially in the suits.
Yes.
Because you're in those like fucking big suits.
Interesting. So they force them to work out.
Yeah.
There's as they walk around, there's like a greenhouse room with all like, they have to grow
plants
vegetables
and
plants and stuff to keep that going. And then they do a thing in this, which I kind of thought maybe this would be one show that's exempt for this, but no, this is another reality show with a whole bunch of people where they're like, you're sleeping in bunk beds all together.
Yeah.
Which is a wild thing where like all reality shows just accept that these adults have to sleep in bunk beds.
Because I could never.
But it happens in every show.
They'd have to make a pretty long little living area if they all got their own room.
True, true. But it's like, yeah, I mean.
The hub can't be big. They're not in this episode too. They also have two robot dogs.
Okay, that should have been in this episode.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, no, they don't come into the next episode.
I only saw it in the intro, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're pretty sick. They have to learn to train them and stuff, and then they use them on challenges.
So each week they're doing different challenges. They're living in Mars, and I don't think we've even gotten to the most important bit.
You know, they're celebrities. They're living in celebrities. Mars.
They live in Mars. There's a rover base. There's each of them seeing around the house. They each get brought in one by one. Yep. And they do it pretty quickly. Like they bring them in, and they don't really fuck around too much.
They do a little bit of focus on the people that probably deserve it, and then the rest are just kind of like, "Eh, he's a finger skater."
He skates with fingers.
Now that's why you keep saying finger skater. Yeah.
Is it figure?
He skates with fingers.
Is it finger skating?
No, it's finger.
Finger skater.
Then a whole bunch of them.
Wait, so first McLovin comes in, then Ronda Rousey, and then they're like, "Who's going to be next?" And Ronda Rousey says, "What if it's Matt Damon?" Which is laughable.
Yeah,
but and the little robot says, "Matt Damon wasn't available. Here's Tom Schwartz."
Yeah,
they both have to pretend like they know who he is.
It's some good shit. One by one, they come in. I think the highlights of them all meeting each other. I guess the highlights are Ariel Winter.
Yeah.
When Lance Armstrong comes in, she
flips out. She's like, "A real spaceman?"
Yeah, a real spaceman.
Is he going to be a judge?
Yeah.
I think he's going to end up being our judge.
And then her piece to camera when she figures out that that's not who Lance Armstrong is and that Neil Armstrong is dead.
Yeah.
Is, "I didn't want to do this because I thought I'd say something stupid."
Yeah. She's
and
a bit,
boy, did she.
She's a bit embarrassing.
Well, when you make a career out of sounding smart on telly for so long, the last thing you want to do is the first second that you're not scripted is make yourself look like an asshole.
And God, is that like a ridiculous mix up to have?
Yeah, it's pretty, it's a bit of a dumb move.
How old does she think Neil Armstrong is?
And by the way, it seems to go for a while because she says
it goes for a long time.
She says it to the Atlanta girl and she's like, "That's the spaceman." And the Atlanta girl,
doesn't
correct her, but you can tell in her mind, she's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" But I think she just didn't want to correct her. But then we see like quite a few things happen before she goes, has a moment where you can see it on her face where she's like, "Oh fuck, that's not the spaceman."
Yeah.
So I think it does go on. I don't know if it's just editing, but it looks like it goes on for quite a while before she notices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least 24 hours.
Yeah. At least, I think it's like 9 years.
Oh yeah.
But still waiting.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they end up being like the main foes of the group is Ariel Winter versus Lance Armstrong. They hate each other.
Who cares?
Very interesting. I don't think too much else interesting happens in the first introduction of the first 11 of them.
Well, Marshawn does say this looks like prison, which made me laugh.
Yeah, I think he's been to prison because he said my cell was bigger than this.
Yeah, and then you see Ariel. I think it was Ariel or Talia. Is that her name? Sorry, Tallulah?
Tallulah.
Tallulah
just gawking at some, like, I'd be like, "Oh, can you believe he said it that looked like prison? Wow."
Yeah.
Do you think he's been? It's like, relax, lady.
Yeah, all the cool kids have been.
Now, before
before
we get too deep into this show,
I'm looking at why Marshawn Lynch went to prison.
I just want to throw one thing out there.
Throw it like Marshawn.
There's something about this show which I didn't expect to capture something in me.
Okay.
But probably about 10, 15 minutes into the show, I realized I was really quite enjoying it. I was watching it. I'm like,
really?
There's something about this that I quite enjoy. And I think that what it is I think we haven't had anything like this for like a little while. Because I remember when reality TV in the early 2000s kind of started kicking off.
Yeah.
And it started off on your simple things. And then shit started to get weird. Like every now and then someone would be like, "What if we did this?" And then you'd watch a season of like a mental show. And you'd be like, "What the fuck is happening right now?"
Kid Nation being a really good Kid example. Kid Nation being where one. People are like, "We've got to amp this up." And it's like, "What about if we abandon a bunch of kids?"
There was like a show, I don't remember what it was called. Might have even been called Isolation. And all it was there was like 10 different people in just like an isolation cell for as long as it took.
I hate that.
And that was the thing. And each week they'd bring in challenges. And one of the challenges was like,
well, like they were in the hole.
They were in the hole completely by themselves. The only person they could talk to was like a Big Brother type thing.
Were they fed?
They were fed. They were fed like rations and shit.
It's not like a physical endurance thing in that respect. But it's just you exist in there now.
They added that shit in. There was like one episode where it's like, lie on this bed of nails. If you get up, you're out.
Oh.
And like that kind of shit. Like it got pretty hairy. And then
I've never heard of this.
I remember as the show went on.
you're already like living your life inside of a dank hole for a long time, but it's just like, oh, we want you to get out.
No. But the thing about
that. Do they make more money the longer they're in?
No, the thing about the isolation thing is, and we will get back to this show, but like it was like a lie on the bed of nails. If you're the first one to get up, you're eliminated from the show, but they don't know when the other people get up. So some people could be lying there for like 6 hours and the first person could have got up 10 minutes into the challenge, that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And as the show went on, it got more and more hectic to the point where I think in like the final three or four, they went from being in a room to being in a chamber where they couldn't move.
No.
And they were sitting there.
Actually,
And then the final
like
five.
A shiver down my spine.
The final five was just like last one standing.
Do
and they don't
win
know.
Therapy?
And that's, but what I'm getting at is like,
I couldn't handle
that. I feel
that.
Like there was a while there when reality shows were just like doing shit. It was just doing shit to see what happened.
Yeah, 100%. And this does feel like
This feels like it could have been made there where like they just kind of came up with an idea and they were like, I don't know, let's fucking do it. And yeah, is reality TV the worst type of entertainment and an absolute curse on the television industry?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No!
Are we about to see a fuckload more of these shows because
Cassie,
of the writers and actors strike?
Yes!
Yes.
Cassie, it's your time.
It is.
So basically strap in.
Because you know what hasn't stopped filming? Vanderpump Rules. No actors, no writers.
It's your turn to fly.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm saying is, if you're watching Stars from Mars right now and you're thinking that this is the end of this.
No, it's just the beginning.
I think Stars on Mars is bringing a new era of reality TV back.
Mm.
And I don't know if I'm ready for it.
I'm very ready for it.
Do you think Stars from Mars will be the next one that all the countries adapt and have their own version of?
Fuck, I don't know. Because if that's the stars
the
you can get from America.
Really
I mean,
it's
great for Australia because we're just cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's
like,
what I'm
come on over.
We're the only place you could actually do it. So,
are we?
We've got enough blank area that looks a bit Mars-like.
Yeah, red sands and stuff. I'm sure there's other places in the world, but we're probably the safest.
But also we've got like the most kind of desolate areas.
Yeah. I mean, the whole center of our country, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah.
But just getting back to it, we set up a pretty extravagant setup. There's 11 people in there at the moment. And we did mention 12 of them at the start. I will say Natasha Lyonne. Leggero. It's not
Natasha
Lyonne.
Natasha Lyonne would
Natasha
never.
Natasha Lyonne's a bit too famous.
Yeah.
Natasha Leggero.
I said Natasha Lyonne when I first saw her.
Yeah.
Who is she?
She's from like
Orange is the New Black, Dollface.
Dollhouse.
Dollhouse, Poker Face.
Poker Face.
Yes.
Wait. No, she's not from Doll Anything.
No, what's that one I'm thinking of? Russian Doll.
Russian Doll. That's it.
She was also in that, what's that lesbian
10 Things
movie
I Hate About You.
When they're teenagers.
Lesbian movie when they're teenagers.
Is she in 10 Things I Hate About You?
And no.
But I'm a Cheerleader.
But I'm a Cheerleader.
Yeah.
Are you sure she's on 10 Things I Hate About You?
She's not in 10 Things I Hate About You.
He's going to check anyway. Watch him go, Marshawn Lynch went to jail for a DUI.
You know, it's all set up. Everyone's in the house at this point besides Natasha Leggero. We get I think this is the first time we see the host of this show. And
it's only third time test pilot.
Alum. William Spaceboy Shatner.
That's right.
The homie. For pure original shows, William's got to be top of the podcast, right? He's been in more, we did that cop show. Have you guys done Star Trek?
Yeah.
No, but
we haven't done Star Trek with him. Trek, yeah.
Okay, right. Haven't done Star Trek with him, but it'll happen eventually. Yeah. Boston Legal. This show. There's got to be one more. I feel like there's one more.
This is our third.
Third time guest on
Still,
the podcast.
Anyone else?
Now, how long do you reckon William Shatner filmed for this? One day? One day.
And do we think that he even knew? He walked in, they gave him a script. He has no idea. When this show was coming out, he was like, oh.
Yeah.
I think he agreed to one day, but there would definitely be a clause in his contract where if like something fucked up happened,
he'll come back.
He'd have to come to do like an original taping of like, hey, sorry you lost your limb, but don't worry. Earth's coming to get you.
Yeah,
sometimes
just
on
to
Mars.
Be super duper clear, he is filming this absolutely in America and they're just playing the footage over. I don't think
Cassie,
he knew what the show was.
Cassie, to be fair, they do put a little filter over the top that kind of glitches every now and then.
Yes.
Ooh, and so, that makes you think that maybe the transmission is a little...
The transmission.
It's traveling a long way.
But can we just get a vote? Do we think that William Shatner knew the show, knew the concept of the show or anything?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
I think someone told him the concept and he said, excuse me, can you please stop talking? Write a number down on this piece of paper. If the number's not big enough, I walk.
Yeah.
And they wrote the number and he went, that's acceptable. I literally have 45 minutes now. Get me a script. I'm already wearing my cool leather jacket. So, by the way, you're lucky for that one. Okay. I could have been dressed like shit today, but I'm wearing my leather jacket.
You're welcome.
Now, what do I want the setup of the room to be? I don't care. Maybe put a couch here, a red background. Sure. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You glitch in effect, right? And they're like, yeah, we'll put on the glitch effect. He's like, okay, good. Let's go take one. Hi, Mars people. William Shatner here. Go outside and find your crew member.
He's very cheeky.
The way this show works is each week, a different person in the crew is like the commander or something like that.
Can I?
Is there
there's always a commander and then there's always a mission expert.
Mission expert.
And the mission expert is always safe or both of them are always safe?
No, the mission expert is safe if they win the challenge.
Okay.
The commander is never safe.
I will say that the mission expert thing, and when we get into it, I think it's a bullshit system, but we will get into it. The commander of this week, they have a discussion about who the commander will be. No one really wants to be the commander until...
They mention that there's a private commander suite.
Yeah.
In which Marshawn's teammate looked at Marshawn and said, okay, you can be the team leader because otherwise you'll just complain about being in a bunk bed.
And to be fair, unless this is the producer saying it's Marshawn for episode one, it was the best case scenario they could have had for episode one because he is... So entertaining the whole episode.
Yeah, he really is.
And he really holds the whole episode pretty much because they didn't want, like, can you imagine if episode
really
one, like, one of the duds?
I really say he'd carry the show. Outside of drama and pettiness, which obviously always drives these kinds of shows.
Yeah.
He is just sort of being funny and light.
Yeah.
And charismatic.
There's like great editing where you've got Tom Schwartz saying, look, I'm not going to call him McLovin. I'm sure he's sick of that. And then you see Marshawn Lynch walk through and go, hey, McLovin. And then he cuts the camera. He's like, I'm going to call him McLovin. That's who he is.
Yeah.
That's what I grew up knowing him as. That's what I'm going to call him.
Yeah. There's some really, really fun editing in this. Like there's a lot of good moments. Like, and I think Marshawn carries the whole show. Like there's that bit where he's on the bike next to Lance Armstrong.
That was the funniest scene of the whole thing.
And they're riding the bike together. And then he's like, so this is what you do.
This is sport.
Yeah, he's like, so you call yourself an athlete.
He's like, shut up, man. Yeah.
And he says, how long is that race you do? And he says 3 weeks, and he just loses his shit.
I think Lance holds his own in that back. Yeah. Then he's like, you know, when they blow the whistle, how long you're actually moving. He's like 7 seconds. It's like, you call that a fucking sport? It's like, I'm the athlete here.
Yeah. No, them going back.
I
and
like
forth
their relationship.
It was very funny. It's very cute. It remains that way.
Awesome.
That whole, them on the bikes was very funny because they both made very good points.
Yeah. So they need to go, save the new crew member, which is a real non-event. Like two people go, they're like, we got to decide who goes out there. But basically,
Natasha, how long do you think they just put her in that box for?
1 minute.
Yeah. Oh, they're about to turn the corner. Can you hop in? Sorry about this.
Yeah.
When they saved the four intruders, apparently they kept them in the box for like 12 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, but they basically...
It's like we need to make believe that there's actual stakes in these situations. So just look, you're going to have to sit in this box for a while underneath the Australian sun in the desert.
Yeah, it's
That's a nightmare.
In those suits?
Dude.
Yeah.
She might have actually been losing oxygen.
But all it is they get on like a... quad bike and they drive out to her and then they open it. And
well,
then
they break whatever mechanism is on it because it's obviously this shitty thing that they put together.
Yeah.
He rips it off and goes, whoops, and then realizes that it's like a slider. You got to pull down the things to slide. And she's out. And she's like, I'm a comedian.
Now, I think there's a really funny moment here as well.
Yeah.
When the camera pans around, it shows Natasha Leggero and a couple of people go like, oh, it's Natasha Leggero. And then Marshawn goes to Ariel Winter. He says, who's that? And she goes, oh, it's Natasha Leggero. She's a comedian. And he says, oh, a pedian. And then she has a bit to the camera and she's like, what did he think a pedian was?
It's a bad point though. What does he think it is?
And then when they introduce her, they're like, Natasha Leggero.
Pedian. Yeah.
It's a guy.
It was good.
Funny. I laughed.
It's funny, but the thing is that I don't think that voice is actually being played half the time to the people in the space station.
I think it's all in post.
And also I think some of the tasks aren't like that. There's a task that comes a bit later that has like a timer going down the whole time. I think that timer is fake.
No time.
I think there was no time on that.
No, because they
assignment.
Do.
They fail some?
They fail some.
Okay.
I think in this particular occasion.
Okay.
Because like it's saying like 30 seconds left and no one goes, guys, 30 seconds left.
Right,
we gotta
whereas
move
in
it.
The other ones, they definitely
You know what that. I mean? I think it was just do the task.
Yeah, maybe for the first one, for sure.
Because when the intruders come, they tell them that if they don't get to them in time, they'll die. And I like really wanted to see how they were going to play that.
It's just a guy
out.
With a gun who's just like...
just shooting at Andy Richter in the head.
Just some PA. And he's like, fuck.
Yeah, he pulls out the gun.
They said that they'd get me better positions if I do this. Yeah,
pulls out the gun, puts it to Paul Pierce's head. And he's like, I'm sorry, I have to do this. Do you have anything to admit? Paul Pierce is like, God damn no.
Well, it's like if you didn't on the court, you're going to do it on Mars. Because we all know when you die,
When you die, you shoot yourself. How many times do you think Paul Pierce shit himself in like the little container that they were
just
in for
nonstop.
Just nonstop.
They had like 15
honestly,
different containers.
Before they even closed the door on him, and he's like, this is embarrassing. I'm going to need a new pair of pants.
And at least
just,
three
just
backup
bring, just
containers.
Bring like eight pairs for me. I'll keep them in here with me. I'll change on the fly.
Trust me, it's easier. I've done this before.
The camera's just on my face, right? Then we're good. A wide breadth. Just give me room.
Between the first challenge, which is saving Natasha, which has no stakes, they just go and a little take the quad bike over to her, grab her, come back.
She's tiny. I never realized how small she was.
Small woman. Between
small woman.
Between that and like the final challenge, there's not much to the show besides establishing them. A couple of moments between people. Yeah. I guess
Lance asked to use Marshawn's private bathroom. Marshawn's like, absolutely, you do not.
The one that caught me the most, which no one like, they sort of touched on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Natasha mentioned that she has a 5-year-old, but she is just crying in her bed.
Natasha.
Yeah, she's on the top bunk and she's talking to Portia.
Portia.
And that Portia's like, I got a 4-year-old. It's like, oh, my husband's got 5 kids. She's like, haha, and she laughs and Natasha makes a joke, but she just has a tissue and she's like wiping at her face because I think she's crying because she misses her 5-year-old, which makes complete fucking sense. But one really touches on it.
So I guess the interesting things that happen between the first challenge and the last challenge is just kind of people chatting.
It's
and
just
a little
banter.
Bit of banter. So I guess the banter moments are... Natasha Leggero talking to
Portia
about her kids.
Yeah. And Portia's got 5 stepkids.
There's a gag about that. She sees her ring and she's like, yeah, I'd raise 5 stepkids if I had a ring like that.
It is quite
There was Marshawn just sleeping where the gag was that the robot voice was saying, Marshawn, you have to get up and view the...
Yeah.
They were just showing footage of a man resting in bed and then going over a voiceover. Yeah. Just to
and
make
add,
a
they
gag.
Added snore noises as well when his eyes were open.
Get the fuck out Good of here,
shit.
Dude.
I love how dramatically he does not fit in that bed.
Yeah.
Like, it's that so good.
Oh, he's a big man.
And the funny thing is, it's like, oh, Marshawn, you get the private room. Like, he would go in that room and he would be like, this is the worst room I have been in for the last
that's
decade.
The thing. That guy is 100% him at all times in anything that he's in.
Yeah.
And he can't actually stop it.
Yeah.
So he's not so much an actor or anything like that. He's just him.
Yeah.
In different scenarios.
And he's a charming dude.
So he walks in and he sees the things like, oh, these look like prison cribs. Like, I actually hate this. And then he walked into the private suite expecting like
to be
a captain's quarters. He's thinking like lavish pirate quarters of like a
at
captain.
At least a double bed.
And then he walks in and sees that and the disgust on his face immediately.
And he lies down and basically from his hips onwards, he's off the bed.
Yeah.
We had, we talked about it before, but we had gags with Marshawn Lance Armstrong, they get along well. There was a lot of gags with them. There was the bike gags. There was the gags later on about, about using his private bathroom.
Which Lance does episode 2.
Now, the other football player, a little bit flat.
Yeah, he
not
didn't have
fun,
much time
not funny,
in this episode.
Just kind of a dude.
12 people, it's hard to really fit
That's
everyone
true.
In
That's
having
true.
A moment. Something to mention, Marshawn between this has been given the task of giving people jobs. And the jobs are like, fucking ridiculous. Like the job one of them is just to like
stock take
of the kitchen and then stock take and do some cleaning. That's about it. And
clean the badges because there's a whole badge system. When you complete a mission,
you get a badge
that you can, but it's,
there's no,
it's like a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other kind of bonding moment of this was kind of like a stupid, pointless conversation that people were having that kind of, no one was saying anything. So this was between like Ronda Rousey, Ariel Winter was there. And so was the Willis, the what's her
Tallulah.
Name?
Tallulah
Willis. And there was like this moment where like Ronda Rousey's like, you grew up with such famous parents. I'm a parent now. And I guess she was like hinting that she's on the same level as Bruce
which
Willis and Demi
Moore.
Which
is wild because like as far as never
is that what you got?
Yeah, because
that's
like,
what I felt as well. As far as Nepo babies go, you don't get more famous than having like Bruce Willis yeah. and Demi Moore being your parents.
Because she's like,
oh, for sure.
How did you deal with that? Like, I'm going to have a daughter. How does she deal with that? And the answer that she gave was just like, she was like, yes. Oh,
Tallulah was like, I'm barely hanging on.
No, but she was like, man, I had a hard time growing up, but now I love myself and my family. And there's just like a pause.
She mentions the whole Ashton Kutcher shit.
Yeah. Well, because they were teenagers during that. Like, that happened at such a formidable time in their lives.
Well, like her and Ashton. I know. That's yeah. why it was so weird that Demi went there.
That's the thing. It's like Ashton was really close to those girls because they were around his age.
But it was just like a weird conversation. Like,
yeah.
It was kind of put in there to like, I guess they were trying to like humanize themselves, but it was kind of like, no one's saying anything. You're just kind of
As time goes on, celebrities are becoming less and less like common people. Yeah. So it's just like, look, you can kind of get in their shoes and feel bad for them. They have problems too.
Yeah. It was strange.
Her parents are so famous that when they date someone drastically younger than them, it's tabloid front page news.
There's this whole podcast about it, but basically Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, when they had the kids and they were young, they moved to this tiny little town and Bruce Willis bought all the businesses.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, I'm from Idaho or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he like, so there's this podcast out about it at the moment where he like under a different name and no one realized it, bought all the businesses in the town and suddenly was like, I own this entire town. Yeah.
It's also weird.
So what, like bought it out and then probably just didn't change any of like the own like the people that actually operate and
yeah,
run it.
Yeah, I think he wanted to be able to own an entire town in Idaho.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yeah. God damn.
There were issues with it. I haven't listened to the podcast series, but apparently it's quite fascinating. But so when she talked about growing up in Idaho, I'm like, oh my God, like the podcast.
So what do we call her? A what baby?
Nepotism baby.
Nepo
baby.
Nepo baby. Okay. There's also Natasha. It was a
Ariel Winter. I think.
No, it was a hip hop.
No, it was the hip hop.
Oh, Tinashe.
Tinashe was like. I guess names. She's like
Tallulah Tinashe.
But she didn't say it in like a diss way. She's like the ultimate Nepo baby.
Oh, she's
get
like,
it, girl.
Go off.
She
yeah.
is though. Like if you think of anyone else,
it doesn't get much bigger than that.
No, I'd go like I was about to say Margaret Qualley, but again, not as much.
From Stranger Things. She's like,
yeah, okay, so Ethan Hawke and that's huge. Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's kid. Yeah.
Uma,
like,
that's pretty big.
That's like same level. But then when you think about the controversy.
Is that the Bruce factor?
I think Bruce Willis was, I don't think Ethan Hawke has ever been the biggest actor in the
Uma
world.
Uma over Demi?
No, because I want to put in Demi was so tabloid famous with the whole action stuff that again, it brings it right up.
Well,
again.
I'm talking about their actual body.
If you're talking prestige.
Right.
Demi's big. I think Demi. Yeah. I think Demi's on the same level as Uma, at least.
I think
Uma's cooler.
But I think of the impact that it would have on you as a kid. It doesn't get much more wild than having those two as parents.
Right, right.
The big stars. It's wild timing for her to be on this show as well, because like, when did they shoot this show? Do you know that?
Like quite recently, because it was since Scandoval happened.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like it was during COVID though.
No. It was early this year.
Oh, really?
So it was during Scandaval. Which means that this is post Bruce Willis announcement as well. So it's a wild time for her to leave him
dude.
And come on this show.
I thought about that too. It's definitely post announcement.
Which is a bit, I mean, hey, who are we to judge? But like,
someone's got to be making the money now.
It's a wild time. I mean, Bruce, let me tell you.
The money's there.
Bruce made the money.
Yeah.
Bruce did like 40 films in 2 years. Like he made the money.
I also think you just said he owns a town.
That's true.
He can sell the town.
Look, if things get tough,
sell the town.
Yeah, Willis Town.
I also don't. I'm not doing this in a shame way. I don't get going on one of these shows when you have a newborn baby. Like I just think, like,
yeah, it's well, you know.
And I'm not doing a check. The only person I really get is Tom Schwartz wanting to run so far away from Scandaval, which he says in the show.
Yeah,
he's like, I had to get away from my reality,
which is a nightmare.
It was for him, but he deserved it.
So to jump back.
Stop. Cassie's just staring at the side of my head being like, take the bait, Kay. Take the bait, you gullible clown.
Why did he deserve an ask?
So to jump back into plot relevance of this show. So we've had scenes of everyone chatting, everyone getting to know each other. They do some menial tasks. We have a couple. I think they all go to bed at some point. That's fine. But then the next, well, when they go to bed,
that's when the challenge happens.
The big challenge moment happens.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've come up with someone. If Brangelina's kids were to grow up and go after a rally show,
yeah. No,
that would be.
Brangelina's the biggest. Yeah. They're the biggest Nepo babies that there could be.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them too. Yeah.
But other than that, I can't think of someone much bigger.
I hope they take over.
Yeah. So during the middle of the night, they're all sleeping. One of the towers outside falls. And this is where I'm going into the fact that like there's budget behind the show and it looks impressive. So the tower
falls.
There's
some great explosions in later episodes.
I saw that in the coming ups.
Marshawn at some point has a flamethrower, which he loves. Yeah. He loves that flamethrower.
I would like to shoot a flamethrower one
Oh,
day.
God, yeah.
So a tower falls in the middle of the night. There's a big like explosion and everyone's woken up. They get taken into the room, pre-recorded.
And they're like, Marshawn, get out here. You're Tim Leonard. He's like last to rock up, sits in a chair, just looks like he's like, I didn't know that this shit would be waking me up while I'm sleeping. Like this fucking sucks.
Shatner has a pre-recorded message. He's like, oh my God, one of the towers has fallen. If you don't get this set back up in the next like 20 minutes, you're going to lose contact with Earth forever.
Well, he says Earth will be destroyed.
He has a gag
and he's
there.
Like, oh, I mean, transmission. But honestly, do
we have time for these gags? Like I think Shatner was one of the worst things about this show. Like I would have preferred him not being.
He likes to chew his scenes. He likes to.
Yeah. In fairness to him, he had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he also just shot it from like his computer's
Oh,
camera.
No, that's the thing. He said, send me a script.
Yeah.
I will read it. I'll have my $3 trillion, please.
How do you feel about improv?
The editors had to cut out every time he looked at them and said, are they laughing? Are they laughing now?
Can they hear me?
Are they laughing?
But this is not live.
Yeah.
Shatner, this is not live.
No, but they will laugh at that, right? I walk if they don't laugh.
I hold the right to pull this show at any point.
As the show airs, as the show films, he gets a call every night and says, don't worry, they laughed. He's like, good.
You remember the Earth Destroy line? He's like, yes, I remember. It's one of my best lines.
It crushed.
It absolutely crushed.
He was like, thank you.
Thank God.
So challenge time. Marshawn being the leader, he doesn't go on the challenge, but his whole crew has to go on the challenge. The challenge simply is they need to go outside, they have to get some gear, they have to put it back on the tower, and they have to lift the tower.
And now Tallulah is made the... Tallulah? Is that
Tallulah.
It? That's what I said.
It's like you said Tootaloo, no. Which we could fully call her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tootaloo gets made the super important...
The mission task, expert.
Mission
and so
expert, right.
Usually they pick them. Usually Marshawn's role would pick the mission expert.
Okay, because I didn't like this system where she's safe for next week and she was just randomly picked.
Yeah.
I didn't like it because she doesn't have to do anything.
Or safe for that challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So usually they elect the mission.
They didn't let Marshawn do it because they knew he'd just pick his homie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
He would have.
Of course he would. If it was you and me, Cassie, on a show.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of people I didn't know. And it's like, the person you pick will be safe. I'm like, oh, Cassie.
I'm going to pick Schwartz.
The one guy I know.
I'll go, hey, Cassie, come through.
I'm going to pick Schwartz and we're just missing the entire.
If I was with you, you'd pick Schwartz.
Yes.
Kale, I'd pick you.
I pick you, Mark. You know what, Cassie? I'm not picking you. And you know what?
Fair.
You're going home, bitch. Bye-bye. Because you're standing in the dust going, I don't want to do this. Fuck you. You just hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry. But like for the record.
Honestly,
get your feet off me.
I've won a couple of hours.
I've looked at the guests like this celebrity list. I'm picking you. I'd rather talk to you than those fucking no names.
You see, I won a couple of hours.
Right. But if there's any current NBA players, you're probably going to pick them.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what we get. That's
as they're coming on the radio, all they can hear is me just yelling at Schwartz about things that have happened over the entire last 10 seasons of Vanderpump Rules. I'm not helping at all. They'll just come on. I'll be like, and how dare you?
So the challenge is they have to go out, they have to bring the tower. I don't think we're going to talk too much about it
because the task is fix tower.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like three dishes that the people have just scattered across the floor that they have to put on. And then there's two antennas that have also just been kind of scattered around.
How did they do the solar winds though?
They would have just had huge wind machines going out there. And to be fair,
is why like they're like, no one can hear fucking shit there. Because the sound from those fans would be deafening.
And to be fair.
And you've seen other challenges. The solar winds like knock them over and shit. Yeah. They like stumble around.
That's sick.
They go out there and it looks good. Like the people are saying like to the camera,
it would
like,
be scary.
They're saying it's so dark out there. We couldn't see a thing. They're getting absolutely pelted by sand.
They have
and
bright
wind
lights
and,
in their eyes from the helmets just shining on their
it's
faces.
It's pretty chaotic. They
apparently it's hot as shit.
Yeah. They end up lifting up the tower with like 7 seconds to spare.
And keep in mind,
they have to winch it up.
Yeah,
and
see,
I think they did
though.
Film it over the summer is my guess.
Yeah.
So I'm reckoning around March. So they're out there in the March heat, in those fucking suits.
Well, then at night it would get pretty cold.
Super
though, right?
cold, I'm guessing.
The clouds,
night,
there's no cloud cover.
Yeah.
But they're inside.
Well, yeah, until they're out.
So they raise the tower, mission success. They all come back in and they're kind of in a holding cell or like room.
It's like you know, when you go skiing and there's the boot room where you take off right. your boots? It's a boot room.
It's like the locker room.
Yeah, so they're in the locker
room. It's like, good job, team.
Yeah.
You're in the locker room. But can I just say, sorry, real quick.
Go for
Marshawn says says, just throughout the whole thing, really, he's at the start, he gives her a pep talk being like, hey, if you ever need to, throw it over to me, which I was like, that's cool and supportive. Nice. Like, that's kind of a team leader thing.
It was kind
but
of
he was
weird.
Also just like, but ultimately, like, everything falls on me. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of a reflection of you, so don't fuck up. And I was like, okay, really
but
took a
took
turn at the end.
Well, serious.
But then at the very end, he was like, hey, thanks for being my co-pilot when she did everything really during the task. And I was like, that's hilarious. He's just like, just remember where you are in this 2-day power dynamic. Yeah, it's like, relax, man.
He's the Seahawks captain, right?
Sure.
I thought he was, so, but you can see what he's like as a captain.
Yeah.
Like, you fuck
up,
you make me look bad.
He's the captain.
I don't know.
Does he even still play?
I don't know.
I believe he still plays.
He won a Super Bowl.
I was there for that Super Bowl. He's got the ring.
He's got the ring.
I'd kiss it.
He's doing well.
I bet money on that Super Bowl.
When they're in the boot room, they get told, Marshawn and Tallulah get told, you guys have to decide which of the people are not safe.
Yeah, I was a bit confused about the process.
They were like,
choose three. At no point did they say, then you choose one of those three to go home. Like, I thought there'd be
like a process. Well, Marshawn doesn't know either, because then he was saying, and then I guess one of them goes home. Like, he says that.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No one told him either. It wasn't just us in the dark.
It feels like they just sort of decided what to do at the end. But then also, they didn't mention that everyone else comes out and gets a badge.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
And then they all get to choose out of those three who's the biggest loser.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the way it works is Marshawn and Tallulah, they have the first choice. So they pick three people that weren't deemed mission critical. And so everyone gets let through who were mission critical, and then we're left with a final three. And the final three in this episode were McLovin, Schwartz, and the finger skater.
Finger skating his way to victory.
Now, when the rest
of
them...
the only one that got a real name then was Schwartz.
Yeah, and the rest of them...
He's a Vanderpump Rules guy now.
Stop it.
The rest of them are led into a room. The rest of them are led into a room, and then as a group...
They all look fucked, by the way.
They're,
like,
they're covered
in dust. The helmets did nothing.
Nothing.
You know what I noticed? The other football player, he actually, his dreads were sticking at the bottom of his helmet. And honestly, probably at his own fault.
He could have
probably put it on properly, but he's like, fuck that noise. Just chucks it on instead of tucking his shit in. Yeah, just everyone was just covered in red dust.
And the house gets really disgusting because they keep tracking the red dust through the house.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There's a final three are left there, and then the group of them get to decide which of the three is not mission critical and which one should go home. Each of them have a little moment where they get to talk to the crowd and be like, this is why I'm mission critical. McLovin kind of blows it because his one is like, he's like, it was chaos out there. I didn't want to get in the way.
No, he said there's like too many of you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I thought it was a fair argument.
Yeah. But the thing is, he went first, so he went serious.
But see,
and he said, there's too many chaos. I wanted to stay out of the way. I didn't want to get in the way because, you know, there was too many. We had to get the job done. And then it cuts to the finger skater, and he says, I'm the hottest one here, so I should stay.
And he's like, and I think that'll be useful in every challenge. Honestly, funny. It was good.
But then surely McLovin was like, damn, I blew it.
Yeah.
I should have gone for a gag.
No. I think McLovin did go for a gag.
And it just
I think he's just not likable enough or like famous enough.
Maybe.
Or funny enough to like pull off what he was going to. Because the first thing he said was, I'm getting choked up. You know, he said he's like, you know, acting like he was going to cry. It's like, I was out there and you guys, there was too many of us. So I stood to the side. Like he was going for that kind of group.
And
it just fell
on
deaf ears because most people were like, McLovin's like that guy that had sex with the redhead, right?
I'll tell you what I think happened there later. But then
Hawaiian fucking...
What I love with Adam Rippon, the finger skater, was everyone's like back in the rooms, like, yeah, look, he is the most attractive.
Everyone's like, yeah.
And then what does Schwartz say?
I actually don't remember. But
no, of course, it's not true, but you know, sassy,
wait, who
sassy
do you guys
gay
think
guy.
Is the most attractive though? Because I think it's Schwartz, sadly.
I don't even remember. Out of the guys, was Umaga there?
Marshawn.
You know the Samoan bulldozer?
Umaga! The Samoan spike?
Yeah. He was there, right?
He was not there.
Oh, okay. Well, damn.
I mean, Lance is kind of handsome, right?
No.
He looks like
my dad. You think my dad's handsome?
He doesn't look like your dad. Don't say that about your dad again.
Well, I guess I just don't know.
It's kind of a minging group.
You don't know your guy dad.
I guess I
don't
know dudes. I guess Schwartz is the best looking.
Yeah.
Actually, no. The dude who's not Marshawn. The other football
player. Sherman's hot.
That dude was fucking built. He was hot as shit.
I don't know. I think Schwartz is particularly handsome. Nah. I think that guy
was hot as shit. And definitely the hottest girl was...
Tinashe.
Well, I don't rate women, so... I could never say that.
It was Tinashe.
There were some dump trucks though.
Oh, absolute hogs. But yeah. while we're going on it, each of them get a moment.
We don't rate them.
Though. We don't rate them. We don't rate them. But we know a hog when we see a hog.
Name one hog. They were all beautiful.
Yeah. There was a couple of hogs there.
Look, it was a regular old truffle farm, if you ask me.
Honestly. Honestly. I was like, am I watching Stars on Mars or Charlotte's Web? I'm confused.
La 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 was this, what's Babe in the Big City? I thought we're on Mars. Thought we're on Mars. There's a city in Mars.
Yeah. You're both absolute cunts.
The final, they all get to say something.
What did Schwartz say?
Schwartz was, I think he's.
You need to stop bringing up Schwartz.
I think his one was like,
he's
no.
He's in the show.
I think he's one.
You cheated.
I did cheat.
He's one where he was like, I don't know why I'm here really. Like, I kind of did the most work. And he's like, I was the one that was holding the winch.
He did get chipped. He did get chipped.
And then like when.
The reason he was there is because at one point they were like, hey.
And he didn't answer.
Hey, and he didn't answer. He's like, bro, there's a fucking fan out here. I can't hear shit.
Yeah.
And they're blasting me with air.
And it's not like they had different channels. Yeah. So if anyone was saying anything, it was all at the exact same time, just blaring through the helmet.
To be fair, I think someone in the room was like, oh, by the way, that guy did like most of the work. And they're like, okay, we'll let him
in. That was Porsche.
So,
well, he connected the two things.
Schwartz got let in. Finger Skater got let in. We said goodbye from the first episode to McLovin. He didn't really seem to care at all, and he kind of just bailed and went out and held a flare.
So you want to hear my theory?
What's your theory?
I hated the flare thing.
So with all, I've heard this on a podcast before, but all celebrity reality TV shows like Dancing with the Stars, etc., they'll always get a big, or a good example is Masked Singer with Lil Wayne. They'll always get someone huge, but that person will be like, I'm getting paid the same amount, but you kicked me off that first week.
Yeah, nice. Could be him.
And I think that's what's happening. Wait,
so Lil Wayne was the first week of the Masked Singer.
Which was like obvious because like it's very clear. Exactly. Right? Like it was so clear that it was him, and then being like, I wonder if it's Blur, and you're like, it's Lil Wayne.
Yeah. It's like if they ever got Kendrick on it, and then like his first line would be like, I'm Kendrick Lamar, and he'd be like, it's Kendrick Lamar.
It's Kendrick Lamar, guys.
Damn it. He couldn't help it.
He couldn't help it. He says it at the start of every rap.
My name is Kendrick Lamar.
I think another one's Christie Brinkley. Like they do these shows, but they're like.
So they get paid the exact same amount, but they just have to go home early.
That's dope. Yeah. So someone walked into that room when they were deciding who the bottom three was, and they're like, by the way, you've got to get rid of me.
That's like getting paid.
I have a hard out.
That's like getting paid to go to the club and getting bottle service. Like you come, we'll give you free drinks, and you just have to sit in that corner.
Exactly. And so I think that's what's happened here. I was keen to see who would be the first out for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that pretty much like, besides the, this season on Stars on Mars.
No, we should see.
What did we say?
There was a little clip afterwards where Marshawn Lynch was like giving Richard Sherman a pep talk. Because he was upset of how he did.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, no. They were both going just at each other, I think.
Yeah, they were
bit.
Unhappy.
And like the guy was like, oh, like that time you told him to just get a touchdown?
Yeah.
That was your fucking instruction? Like,
but the thing is, that was a bit
run
of a weird.
Straight, am run straight, run hard, like shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was good.
Am I wrong to say that they were arguing and then it just cut to the ending as well? Like they were like trying to
it's
make it seem like it went
to
a while.
Fight.
Yeah. Fought to the death.
Yeah, no, they did.
And then, yeah, kind of like a.
I hated Chris got out of flare. It's just like, you're not pulling a flare on Mars and like that, what, to signal to Earth that you're ready for pickup? Yeah. They're going to see that shit. What, they got the telescope?
Shatner's
that
there.
Shatner's
just looking through his rear view.
Warp
his
speed,
baby. His rear window.
And he's
warp
like,
speed.
Watching Mars, like, there's a murderer on Mars.
He's like, they laughed at my joke. And then he's like, I think you're going to get one of them.
He's just looking to the sky, and every week his assistant's like, "Well, they're not up there, Will. They're in Australia. Will, we've got a live feed for you though. You can watch it on the telly. It's like they're not there.
Yeah,
they're up there.
Unfortunately, we can't take you to Australia. You're too old to fly.
Well, you can't.
You
fly
won't
anymore.
Make the trip.
The last time you were terribly racist, and you threatened to stab the pilot. Will.
Rest in, I'm guessing by the time this episode He's comes dead, out, yeah. rest in peace, William Shatner.
Don't do that.
We miss you, buddy.
Rip, Will.
We miss you. So the only other thing you kind of see is you get like a this season on Stars on Mars, and it looks pretty epic. There's like quite a few explosions. There's people like dangling from shit. There's different challenges. Sick. There's your classic like people fighting each other, like not physically, but there's like someone yelling at someone else. And they set up that there's going to be a lot of drama this season, yeah. And the tasks get pretty big.
You know, hats off to these guys being, you know, as you know, from top to mid to bottom in terms of where they land on the being a celebrity list. In today's climate, literally going on to a reality show is almost a death sentence, guaranteed every time. Just because you just got cameras on you 24/7. Fuck, so any one of those seconds in that 24/7, you could just say something.
Hectic. Well, as I said,
and that is 100% making the final cut.
Yeah.
And as I said, for Lance Armstrong, who went on there for a redemption arc, it went completely the opposite way.
He's made his money. He's proven that he's one of the best people on the two-wheel push thing.
Yeah. I don't know what they're called.
The rotating wheel with
I know what you're talking
about. Took the tip of my finger cut in the chain gears.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't ride them anymore. Too scary.
I've never learned to ride one.
Terrifying.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
No one is.
You rock-loving, lizard-hugging hippie.
I like look like someone who can't ride a bicycle. It's true.
Yeah, and with that hat, you look like a trucker.
I am a trucker.
Test pilot merch coming your way.
That leads us on to rating for the pilot episode of Stars on Mars. Cassie, what are you giving this one?
6.
Kale?
4.
4?
It's, yeah, I'm not happy about it.
That's okay.
He's not happy about it.
That's because like you were saying that you know, which surprised me that you found yourself really getting into this one and enjoying it. And you know, I can get it because as far as reality shows go, this is a fun one.
Yeah.
Good, cool concept.
It is a lot of fun.
And some of the shit looks really cool. You know, I'll go five. It's middle. It's right in the middle. Yeah. I there were parts that did. I was looking at him going, I should maybe watch the rest of this.
Would you say it's mid on God?
It's mid on God, no cap. God did.
Personally, I don't know. The whole time while I was watching this, I had like a thought that I was like, 10-year-old me would have just fucking loved this.
Eating it up.
There was something about this show, the way it was like, it was fun, the scope of it. I know that as like a 10-year-old to a 12-year-old, I would have 100% been like, after the first episode, I was like, I'm watching every episode of this. This is fucking great. And I don't know, something about it captured me in a way that I didn't expect it to.
So for you, it had like enough budget and the quality of the show was high enough that you think it had that whimsy effect.
Yeah.
That if you were a kid, you would have been swept up in the dust storm
and the explosions. And we didn't even see a flamethrower in this one.
And I've always been a sucker for like competition reality. I've always loved it. Yes. Like I remember back in the day, there was a show called Stan Lee's like Marvel Heroes where there was like a group of like 20 different people were superheroes and each week they had to do challenges and they built their characters and stuff and Stan Lee hosted it and he would vote and people would get voted out every week.
Fucking Mark, I think we know what we're doing next.
Oh yeah. And in the first episode, there's one whose name is like, I can't remember. It was like Rotor something.
Okay.
Like a Rotor.
Be careful.
No, but then like halfway through the episode, he flipped it. He's like, traitor. And he was a mole the whole time. It was good shit.
It does sound good. I'm surprised I've never heard of it.
But that's kind of what this felt like to me. This felt like a dumb reality show. Like, I'm not denying it's dumb. And I think everyone on the show knew it was dumb, but I thought it was a lot of fun. So I'm giving this one a 7 out of 10. I really, I had quite a lot of fun watching it. I did think like I might continue watching this because the scope, the ridiculousness, I found it to be a lot of fun.
Huge.
Thank you so much at home for listening. If you want to recommend an episode, write it to testpilotpodcast or at gmail.com or hit us up on our Instagram page. That's usually where most people talk to us. So if you want to do that, give it a go. If you recommend the highest show of the season, you'll win a car. If you recommend the lowest show of the season, you win a boat. Middle episode, you win
all other admissions just get a quad.
I think a couple of jet skis will be in there as well.
The quads of the sea.
We
love jet skis.
I think we're just going to end this episode and I guess the same way we end every episode, and that's by saying
peace out, you rocket riding, Mars loving, hugging pussies.